ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamak wa sanifi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi, aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik. My Allah, my Master, my Lord, can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? Wa ba'da man ta'a alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik. After your cognition my heart has embraced. وَلَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِكِ And the remembrance of you, my tongue, has constantly mentioned. In this regard, we were discussing the concept of monotheism. And as we previously concluded, it was the first thing all the prophets have invited to. If the true supplicant wants to be rescued, if he wants his supplications to be responded to, he has to be a true monotheist. He has to believe in the oneness of the Almighty Allah, and then he will be granted great reward and sustenance from Allah. The Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, has stated, "Man mata wa la yushriku billahi shay'an, ahsana aw asa' dakhala al-jannah." The one who dies while he has not considered a deity beside Allah would enter paradise, whether he has done good or bad deeds. This, narrated from the Holy Prophet, can be somehow misleading for some people, that they might perceive that if they do good or bad deeds, because they believe in the oneness of the Almighty Allah, they will be saved forever. So they might continue doing and committing their sins. But this does not necessarily mean that they will be saved if, believing in the unity and monotheism, they continue doing their wrong actions. Because a true monotheism practically negates any kind of committing sin, any kind of oppress and tyranny. And that's why we have it in our traditions that the Almighty has denied fire on the believers' bodies. In Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala harrama ajsad al-muwahideen ala an-nar. May the Almighty Allah set us and keep us from the believers and monotheists. We'll be back after a short break.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity, and despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you? And when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
About the importance of monotheism, dear listeners, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has stated, "ما من شيء أعظم ثوابا من شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله." No deed will be rewarded more than confessing to Allah's oneness, or stating لا إله إلا الله. لأن الله عز وجل لا يعدله شيء ولا يشركه في الأمر أحد. Because nothing equals the Almighty, and no one is his counterpart. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also stated, قول لا إله إلا الله ثمن الجنة. The cost of paradise is the sincere uttering of there is no deity but Allah. We also have it in our traditions that the phrase there is no God but Allah is a worthy one before Allah. إن لا إله إلا الله كلمة عظيمة كريمة على الله عز وجل. من قالها مخلصا استوجب الجنة. The one who confesses to it sincerely is deserved to go to paradise. And the one who confesses to it untruly is also safe in this world. ومن قالها كاذبا عصمت ماله ودمه وكان مصيره إلى النار. But his place is in the fire in hereafter. So there are also different kinds of worldly benefits for stating this sentence. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا The Holy Prophet وسلم, states, لَا يُعَذِّبُ اللَّهُ بِالنَّارِ مُوَحِّدًا أَبَدًا By the one who truly sent me for giving good tidings, that Allah would never chastise a monotheist by the fire. So overall, we can conclude from the beginning sentence of this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. أَتُرَاكَ مُعَذِّبِ بِنَارِكَ بَعْدَ تَوْحِدِكَ O my Lord, can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? That the most significant requisite for being a believer, for staying a believer, and for acceptance of prayer is the knowledge of Allah and the belief in His absolute power that comes from believing in His oneness and His unity. And this excerpt of the Kumail supplication continues, وَبَعْدَ مَنْ طَوَى عَلَيْهِ قَلْبِي مِنْ مَعْرِفَتِكَ After my heart has embraced your cognition. Later on, we will sufficiently discuss the matter of recognition of the Almighty Allah and its importance in acceptance of our prayers. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Guide me all the way to your Jannah, yeah. astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.